gotta get back into gaming, man.
Why
What
aren't you,
up?
man? Oh,
What
shit.
up, Lou?
They got food truck simulators
Hey,
now.
shut the fuck up.
What did I walk into? Not for
I,
real
you know
though,
what?
man. You
It's
we
like
experienced.
joining like anime, bro. I feel so behind the curve with it. I feel like, man, I'm never gonna catch up. So like when it comes to gaming, I'm like, bro, everybody's already an amazing shooter and fighter. I'm gonna be like ground zero with the shit, and it's just intimidating to start from
Well, I
zero.
mean, it's just like anything else. They're gonna keep making new games, so there's gonna be new gamers. You know, it's, anime is kind of like locked in. They be coming out with new animes, but it seems like all the classic ones are like 15 years old, 1,000 episodes in.
Yeah.
But you can always get into gaming. I'm seeing like people who never picked up a controller like start streaming within the last 3 months, and it's just about like picking the games that work for you. I can't get in the lobby with a lot of these dudes. I've been gaming my whole life. I can't jump in a first person shooter lobby.
Hey,
Did
BT, you got Michonne?
I'll get to.
you get Rick Grimes?
Yeah, I got Grimes. I
Well, what's
got
up with your audio? Is
me?
it
Nah,
come low? it's BT. It's still low,
BT.
BT.
All right, so let's go into these settings. Damn me.
I want to do it. BT, you game just on your PC?
I play my PS5.
Okay.
I can't hear you. Get on the game, Tahir. Come on. It's a whole community. We
I'm
love you,
scared,
bro.
Lulu. I'm
Come on, man. They
scared.
got cooking games. You could cook mad burgers and how fast. They have real games like that. You
They
would love
got
that.
hot dog games.
They got hot dog. They got a glizzy galore just for you.
Glizzy Gladiators.
Glizzy
Both of y'all
Gladiators.
shut the fuck up talking to me, okay? I'm nervous. I'm scared. I have my DJ equipment here. I've only had two lessons, and I've had this equipment for over 6 months. I'm scared of being bad at it.
It took me 8 months to start, but once I started, I'm like, man, this is fun.
Yeah, I'm
Listen,
scared
no,
of being
listen.
bad.
You
Okay,
don't
how's
gotta
that?
wear a
That's better.
headset. You don't gotta talk on the mic. Nobody gotta know it's you. Just play the game.
Right,
And
I'm gonna try.
if that don't do it, just know that the film and music industry made less than the gaming industry put together last year.
Wow,
Damn.
really?
Maybe
Yeah,
that'll do it.
Yeah,
Okay.
I'm going back to streaming. I'm gonna start streaming on Twitch and TikTok because TikTok
Hey,
has a
TikTok, that algorithm though.
TikTok got I know a couple of friends who've been streaming on TikTok, so I'm like, let me get back into this.
I just figured it out this weekend, and I had more people in there than I normally do on my regular stream just because
See?
the algorithm's better.
I got banned from a live, so I gotta like,
TikTok?
somebody said I was saying some because it was Black History Month, and all these white dudes was trying to do a video chat with me, and I was like, nah, this is Black History Month. I'm only taking black men. Like, y'all see me in March.
Damn, they
And then they
banned you
was
for
like,
that?
she's doing hate speech. I'm like, nah, man, this is just facts.
It's just
Like,
inclusivity.
wow. They banned me for hate speech. So
Being exclusive.
The kid wants to start gaming with me, like playing me and I forget which game she plays. But she was like, it'll be funny because you're trash. And I'm like, you can't talk to me like that. I mean, I'm your father, yo.
in gaming, you can. Once you're in a lobby, I think you're allowed to say a lot of stuff.
That's why I said you don't have to start with a headset if you don't want to, because I put the
Yeah.
headset on, I go hard. Like,
Also, you don't have to play anything difficult, too. Like, my streams be super simple. I'm playing a game where I'm cleaning the bottom of the ocean right now.
what?
Lotto
What is the name of that game?
Knot? That shit's fun as hell.
You're cleaning the bottom of
Wow.
the ocean.
Man, that shit's like $10, $20, and you're like this little astronaut with a bubble gun, and you go up to like all these things, and you're like getting like cans of soda and like those little plastic things, and you like clean up all the coral, and it turns colorful. It's really friendly, but it's funny.
That's such a packed game to
I
play.
just
Like,
bring jokes to
I saw this thing on the internet where it's this company, they go like they have this machine. It's almost like a reverse crane, and it goes down to the bottom of the ocean in places where, you know, the bottom is reachable. And then it drains, like it puts a capsule over it, drains all the water out of that capsule, so you can like collect stuff on the fucking bottom of the ocean.
this is real life or a game?
This is real life, bro. Like there's I think it's
Wait,
on
what? I don't get it. Say it again.
all right, so imagine a boat, right? that's like a long, like a longboat. It's long enough to have a crane on it. The crane extends into the water, so it finds places that are shallow enough for the crane to actually put this capsule, this bubble, over the a portion of the sea of the ocean, right? So, like, say it's, I don't know, maybe like 12 feet, right? The circle is 12 feet. So it puts it on the bottom of it, and it drains all the water encapsulated in that bubble out of it. And then they can walk down to the bubble and collect stuff from the bottom of the ocean.
Walk down? Oh, so this is
so like just a tunnel. The crane that extends down, it has like a hull on it. I'm a follower right now.
Oh, so it's not like it's like a sphere bubble. It's like a giant tube.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what about the lung pressure thing?
I don't know how
it's probably pressurized. It.
You know what I'm talking about? The thing they say when you come
up to, wait, so hold on. It's a person going down there, or they put like a little robot to fetch?
It is a person, Meg. I'm finna find it right now.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I agree with BT. Like, what's up with the pressure?
The bends and all
that.
I
saw something about that.
Man, I feel like Tahir, you saw this on Cartoon Network and was like,
no, that's
a SpongeBob episode.
They had to find a part of the ocean that's shallow enough for them to go down to the bottom. It's not super deep. It's not like Titanic deep. It's not.
That's how they build them. You know, them oil rigs that be just in the middle of the ocean and it just look like everybody there is miserable. The waves are just beating them up. That's how they do it. They take these like giant pillars that have like markings of how long it is, and they just kind of like lower it. And that's how they just build on top of that. Man, it seems impossible.
Hamster tea here and a fish tank.
Y'all saw the video with the boat, and it had all the fucking cat, the craters on it. What's the shit called? The little boxes, the little metal boxes that
shipping containers.
And it was showing how many shipping containers fall into the water. I was like, that's why ain't nobody packages making it, bro.
Damn, it was falling off a boat.
Hell of them, like, if it was 500 shipping containers, they lost.
They go. How do they get them? Do they go get them?
They don't. They just lost.
That's just dunzo.
Wow.
That's why my Shein dress
never came.
Just in the middle of the ocean.
Nigga, that shit is hilarious. I was like, oh, man, they ain't going to never get
these. That's how they ship Temu. You ain't getting that shit.
Temu shit be so cheap because you got to assemble it yourself.
I've never got
it in the clothes. You gotta sew them.
Have y'all ever bought something from Temu?
I've been scared. They say they be scamming you and they take all your information.
Right. Same with Wish. I've never bought anything just because the reputation was so bad.
Man, I don't do Wish.
Yeah, the kid has bought some stuff from Temu, and Farrah did too. She bought a sweater, like this gray like house sweater. And one of the pockets, like on the left side, came out immediately. But then it was another pocket sewn in on the inside where pocket is supposed to be on the outside. It was
backup pocket.
Like, you know, I'm shit gonna fuck up. So here go extra pocket.
I just sent it to y'all on IG.
If it becomes a meme, I won't shop there. If it's like, oh, this is Bryson Tiller from Wish, or this is Jennifer Lopez from Temu, I'm like, okay, I'm not shopping there. Oh my man, god. Hey, I thought you meant like two or three.
No, there's hella. Like, you ain't gonna never get that shit.
It says there's 1,300 containers lost at sea annually, but like 400 of those was from this video.
Right.
Oh, they're getting them back. They're getting some of them back.
They get some of them back. Yeah. Some of them
every time I return stuff to Amazon, they be like, we never got it. I'm like, what you mean you never got it? I shipped it.
Girl, that's your local UPS people.
Damn.
I put it in the same little closet y'all put my shit in. That's a lot.
Exactly.
This is a lot of containers. Hey, did y'all see that movie on Netflix? I think it dropped last year. It was like this. It was like an immigrant who was stuck in a shipping container in the middle of the ocean.
Yeah.
Was it good?
The Vibe or something like that?
It was. I don't know how I feel about movies that take all, like, the whole thing is in one area because it don't be as interesting. But it was cool.
Oh, so you didn't like Castaway?
I didn't see it. Damn, I never saw Castaway. What?
Not well surprised. Said. Why are we surprised anymore by what Pat has or has not
been? I don't know, but that was at least the whole island, right? He had the whole island to go through.
That, yeah, but it also, I mean, most of the movie was on the island, but he went back to like stateside and all that shit.
Yeah, so but that was like for 10 minutes. The whole movie is definitely on the island, him and Wilson.
But at least it's like a big island, like the movie I'm talking about. She's in the container and on top of the container. That's it.
That's it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's like that movie with the lion and the rock, or the lion in the boat.
Oh, Life of Pi.
Life of Pi.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can fuck with that.
I saw that in Best Buy. I was waiting in line watching it. It seemed like it was too CGI heavy. Didn't he have like a tiger and an owl on the boat or something?
What was the one where the dude cut his arm off and the whole movie was him?
127 hours.
Yeah. Or something that was like at the end though when he did that.
James Franco. I'd be thinking about that all the time. That's messed up.
Man.
He had a rusty knife and had to cut through his bone and his nervous system.
It was the sound for me. Like the visual,
I would have just had to die.
Crazy, but like, the sound aided it. Oh my god!
I mean,
would y'all have died in that situation, or would y'all have done the same thing?
Why he cut his arm off?
How?
Why?
Because he got stuck when he was like hiking, and he slipped and fell down like this crevice in the mountain, and then he got stuck and he couldn't move.
A rock pinned his arm.
Yeah.
And he didn't tell anybody where he was. He was like in the middle of like Utah or something random. So it was either cut his arm off or starve to death. I don't know what the other option was.
Yeah.
He's gonna die. Yeah.
Dying.
Would y'all have cut y'all's arms off?
With a rusty arm? I think I would rather die. Because here's the thing. He went through the trauma that went through, and then he had nightmares about it for the rest of his life. Like I don't know. Is he still alive?
I think so.
He probably bled to death. Shit.
He survived.
The consequences were dire.
that's really hard to do though. Because your brain doesn't really allow you to injure yourself like that. Like that means something like off. Like that's why you can't like bite through your own skin and shit. So if he did that shit is
rusty knife. He had to go through the skin, the muscle. He had to go through the bones, and then he said the worst part was when the nerves looked like spaghetti. So. Imagine trying to cut through a nerve. As soon as you touch it, your whole body electrocutes and you have to cut through that. That's where, I would have stopped way before that. But
especially if you got a saw through it, if I had to one chop, I could probably one chop. But I
could probably one chop.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I'm dead.
Until you realize that it ain't hard, like it ain't sharp enough. So you like chop it and you keep missing where you did it, so you just chop it in different areas.
I think it would mess me up just knowing that I'm cutting my arm off. Like,
he definitely wasn't black and he definitely wasn't a woman, because I feel like you would never go somewhere like that and not tell nobody as a black woman. I would be like, this is where I'm going. Matter of fact, I'm sharing my pen right now. Somebody gonna find me, okay?
Because they knew where I was. Better about that, because I was really bad about going into the woods and just random places, and nobody would know until I hit them up.
That is the most Pat thing you've ever said in your life. Pat, you strike me as a wood goer with not nobody knowing.
Mm-hmm. It was a cool period in time where if you were like a slasher, like a serial killer, I would have been.
You and the girls from Madam Web out there for no reason. That shit is ridiculous.
Looking at spiders.
Man, I can't find this video now.
You a serial killer's demographic.
Right. Exactly. It's just, damn, he didn't tell nobody? He's just looking through the cabin. I'm like, hey.
Why are you in the cabin by yourself?
Why are you in the cabin like this?
That shit at the house. That's funny.
I feel like all you will bring is like a backpack, some weed, and mushrooms.
No, I'll be bringing weapons. I'm not that dumb. But
what kind of weapons you bring?
What kind of weapon you got?
Hey, man, come on. Fez on here.
No, look like
you got some 3D printed brass knuckles made out of plastic.
Hey, I used to have those. They were called stealth knuckles.
I feel like Pat just traveled with a Pokemon ball.
I was nothing in it.
And the only thing inside of it is his inhaler. You don't even have no Pokemon. You just got an inhaler.
A Buterol, go!
A Buterol!
Just a Pokemon. I choose you, lung health.
Gotta catch my breath.
Long hill. Oh, Pat.
All right, man. Damn. This is about a good spot for us to jump into today's topics, man. Shout out to our special guest, BT Kingsley, in the building, man. We got the OG squad, Patrick Cloud, Med School, Lulu Gonzalez. I'm T. Hit More. We're going to jump into this first topic right after this.
Did you find any subscriptions you forgot about or any you paid twice and you didn't realize it? I don't know if you know, but nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about. Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about 3 subscriptions. And I could not believe when they showed me I was paying for 8 subscriptions each month between streaming services, fitness apps, and delivery services. It's never ending. So thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on the ones I forgot about. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all the app features. So, stop wasting money on the things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/squad. SQUADD. That's rocketmoney.com/squad. SQUADD. Rocketmoney.com/squad.
First topic of the day we have, would you rather have a partner with a bad temper versus one who was never serious? I mean, bad temper, she flip out, she's yelling at the wait staff, she's yelling at your mom, she's getting into people from your job.
Wait, when you say not serious, like, give me an example. Like, they're just, like, laughing all the time? You say not serious,
give me an example.
Oh,
that ain't that bad.
Wait, and it's that or mean?
Yeah. Like,
give me an example of how that is like bad.
Give me an example of how that's bad.
Man, try to have a serious conversation like about budget. Like, hey, we need to talk about today's budget. All right, what's wrong with the budget?
We're way over budget, so we're not going to be able to.
I know this is fake, and I hate it.
I hate that.
I knew this was coming, and I can't do it. Okay, so good.
But what's worse though? Because think about somebody who is bit like has a short temper on everything. That's kind of unbearable. And like with your family.
Can I have an example of that too?
And with your family?
Can I have an example of the other one too? I like the example. Let's do that from now on.
The example with the other one is like, hey, babe, we got to push this back. So Meg, hit me with the, hey, babe, we got to push dinner back by 6:15.
Hey, babe, we got to push the dinner back to 6:15.
Damn, what the fuck, yo? Every time you ask, you say you want to do something, I clear my schedule for you. You say we're going to do this, and now you want to push the shit back. Like, goddamn. Why can't you just keep the fucking time you say? I got in a
car accident.
Okay, all right. And this is exactly why I said you said you should take Uber down there. You always trying to drive down there. It ain't never no parking. Damn. Traffic's always bad. Why won't you just take Uber?
If
you
would have listened. No, are you okay?
Right.
Can I just be single?
All right, well, fuck it. What hospital?
Can I kill myself?
What hospital you going to? Fuck. Since we got to push it back, what hospital?
Can we do a new option on Squadcast, like option C? Like...
Wizard, just kill me.
Give me a arm off. I'm going to just saw this bitch off.
Stop my heart.
Get my arm off.
This is probably the hardest one we've ever had. I'm so mad at both of them.
This is disturbing.
I can't do that second one.
But what? Okay,
I can't do the first one.
But what about, hold on, to hear the first one, when someone's like unserious, what is it like? Because clearly you still have an opinion about things. So what if I asked you like, well, what do you want to do? Like, or what kind of decorations would you like to hear?
All right. So imagine somebody that's just like never serious. Never serious, always aloof, usually tardy, never on time, that type of thing. Like, you trying to have a serious conversation.
Oh, you mean Pat?
What was that?
No, I don't do
you
that.
You mean Pat?
I was here before
like,
you, Meg.
Like 10 times worse.
I was here before you, Megan.
Okay, but That's very rare. Very
it's
rare.
Very rare. No, I'm just kidding.
So it wouldn't happen all the time. Like on either scenario, I was just giving the example of what an explosion or the silliness could look like. It wouldn't be all the time, but at least 70-80% of the time, that's what you're dealing with.
That second one's crazy.
Yeah, man. My PTSD won't let me handle that. Like,
yeah,
that started irking my soul. Like,
yeah, never violent. We're not going violent. Just
it don't matter.
Blowing up.
That sounds violent. That's emotionally violent.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. It's definitely
that's
yeah,
emotional who abuse.
Who are you talking to? At the end of the day, who are you talking to? That's what I'm who are you talking to?
I'm talking to you, nigga. If you got a problem with it, my brothers, come over here, fuck you up.
Imagine you doing a show, BT, and you doing jokes about, you know, the relationship, and she start yelling out while you on stage.
Oh, my God.
don't do that. Really don't make me your show.
Yeah. Don't put me on.
Don't make me your little show.
Don't add me in your little routine.
In your little skit, they'll never say it's a set. In your little skit.
Yes. Your skit. That's more pro talk.
Yeah, versus you on stage and she like, I didn't even say
that's even worse. My name is BT Kingsley. I have jokes.
Kingsley, Mark Kingsley.
Nobody knows my real name. Nobody knows my, I know your real name, motherfucker. I get your mail.
You do like this. Yeah. You do like this. With your little shirt.
You gotta hang your thumbs out. I'm gonna take my t-shirt with my thumbs out.
That could be funny though. That other one is just awful.
Meg is stressed out about this whole conversation.
I don't like either one, but I know which one is worse for me though.
The temper one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I gotta go the less of two evils.
That shit at all.
Can't do that. That's crazy.
Yeah, you can't. Our energy is almost always in a good space. I can't.
Yeah. The anxiety of knowing that any change could set this person off, like even if it wasn't your fault, like an accident, weather, traffic.
That's emotional abuse. So do you want to be emotionally abused or do you want to be with someone who is not serious?
You know what's even funny?
That's emotional abuse too. I don't care.
It really is.
I'm labeling both of them as abuse.
That should have been
so it can
why
be
you always
serious.
So serious? Hey, why are you so serious? Just relax. It's going to work itself out. Hey.
Yeah.
Oh, my cat died. They're like, yum, yum, yum.
Yum, yum, yum.
Damn.
Oh. I mean, it could be the other way around. You give him that, and he's like, why you always use your teeth? You see what I'm saying? Why your teeth always getting in the way? Like, you need to open up your mouth. Like, oh, damn. Like,
yeah, so she's down there doing her thing, like, nah, 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 nah,
nah, nah. Hey, can you imagine those two together, though? Those two together?
Oh, God.
Why you play so much?
Why you play so much? I have my dick in my mouth. I have my dick in my mouth. I have balls.
You know we're gonna edit all this out. It's just gonna be you saying that part.
Just no context, just that.
Hey, Tahir, use that clip for next Monday.
That's funny.
Ah, hey, poor Pat. More context anyway.
It's hilarious though. That was.
Yeah, I ain't gonna be nobody fussing at me, bro. I'm good.
Yeah. I'd rather have somebody not serious.
I can't do it.
It will be annoying, but it could possibly keep you less stressed than somebody. Well, it definitely keep you less stressed than somebody yelling and with the temper problem. But even if they make you laugh, even through the frustration, it can help with anxiety of shit that you could be dealing with. So
yeah.
Even you know how I know it's bad? Even if they wasn't mad at me ever. And they was always mad at something that would annoy the hell out of me.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to bring nobody around that person. You don't want to have people over and that's how your person acts.
Imagine y'all rather
sports with them.
You say, well, Lou, I was about to say that.
Imagine, yeah, they team loss or they do some play or playoffs or something. You can't watch nothing with them.
Oh
your
God.
Favorite show get canceled, then there's no other season. Oh, you're gonna lose his mind.
Yeah,
would y'all rather be with someone who's always going off like that on you, or always going off on other people? Like every time y'all together, they're going off on your friends, the you know people at the race restaurant.
You ain't gonna talk to me crazy like that.
Yeah, I'd rather them talk to other people like that, and then we just not going nowhere together.
Yeah, we gonna post make the fuck out of this relationship because I'd be goddamn.
Then be he gonna get mad at the Postmates delivery.
Hey, right. You don't know this nigga.
They know where you live, though.
Mad negative reviews. Don't nobody want to deliver to y'all no more.
Hey, oh, you got to order everything through that person's Postmates.
They're going to bring your drink like this. They're going to have their fingers in your drink every time.
With no top?
With no top. You got your orange soda.
That's crazy. The thing, if you got a DoorDash shit with an open top, that'd be nuts. The straw still in it. Like, are you six?
But the straw already had lipstick on it. There was like, here you go.
Oh no. One star.
It's a paper straw, so it's already soaking wet.
Damn, both of those suck. Both of those suck, but I think I would have to do silly over just the mean and nasty all the time, bro.
For sure.
Yeah.
I couldn't do that shit. That shit would drive me crazy, bro.
Y'all ever dated somebody like either of those? Maybe not as extreme, but just somebody who got mad all the time or somebody who was never serious?
I dated somebody in middle school, went going together, and okay. She broke up with me. She was like, you always happy. What the fuck you always smiling for?
Damn.
And I was just like,
no. That's a crazy red flag.
That's your origin story? Sounds
fuck
like
you
it.
So happy for it to hear. She pushed him down. Everybody laughed. I'm never being always happy again.
Now he's a grumpy old man because of the middle school girl.
Hey, man,
they called you Happy Ham. Was that Happy Ham? Happy Ham.
You have your Happy Ham.
Happy Ham.
Happy Ham. Happy Ham. Face ass.
That's a superhero name.
Happy.
Got a cake with bacon on the back.
It's just made of bacon.
Nah, it's made of bacon. Yeah.
It's a bacon cake.
Woo! Open the shirt.
He's flying and taking a little bite.
No.
It's flying in the wind. You see it flying around.
It's lunchtime.
His chest is just syrup. Like.
As for syrup.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm going with I'd rather have somebody with that's never serious in this scenario. That's all I can deal with.
Same, not serious.
Yes.
Same.
Definitely not serious. Yeah.
All right, well, that's unanimous on a not serious, or never serious. We're going to jump into this next topic right after this. Would you rather live / work on a farm versus a fishing
boat? On a what?
On a farm versus a fishing boat.
Farm.
Farm.
Immediately farm.
Immediately.
Boats suck. I've like when you're on a boat for a long time, you just be like, I don't know how people do it.
You seen them shipping.
But if you're there working, you're like on an 8-hour shift on the boat, you're working.
Right. And you're seasick, everything smells, and like I feel like I'm never really clean until I get to land and wash, you know, like it just feels like there's scales, like fish scales everywhere.
Gosh, you're so dainty.
Because I don't want to be on a dirty boat all day.
What do you think a farm is? Have you never been to a real farm where they like have?
I
to
have. You know what
farm?
They have?
No,
showers.
No, not the tourist farm, but like an actual farm where they
I
have.
I have. And you.
And
could,
what did you do on this farm, Pat?
Visit? Wait, what am I supposed to say? Stop the horses?
you just walked stop? Past it. It's not glamorous. It's just as like it might be even worse because a farm is way bigger than a freaking boat.
Yeah, but
you gotta eat what you farm too.
But you could play with pigs and horses and cows. And
no, you're working.
Hey,
this
Lulu,
is not
hey, what's
you're working.
What's your idea of a good day on a farm if you're playing with pigs and horses and cows?
Like you see them, right? You feed them, and then you gotta
go brush. And then you clean them.
Yeah, right.
And then you go brush the horses.
Those are chores.
And then you clean their
and then you ride them. And
those are chores. Why are you riding the horse like this?
That's not a chore.
Sexy horse.
Hey, man, save them horses.
Lulu the Stallion.
You don't ever see they be. They also like take. They have fun with the animals. They love the animals.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, when you, no. I think when you're like, I think you're thinking about somebody who's like, oh, you're in charge of the horses, so you. But like, if you're actually on a farm, you y'all, that's some easy work. That's hard work, and you don't
I didn't
feel
say it was easy.
You have so much stuff to do, Lulu. You don't have time to ride a freaking horse.
Yes,
so.
You do. When you get in your lamb and your sheep together, you herd them together.
Girl, I have like I'm from Kentucky. I have family that's been farmers. I'm telling you, it's not
you definitely
glamorous.
Have...
And you be so tired. You want to do that, so you don't even have time to do
well,
that.
What if the farmers you talking about weren't fun?
Exactly.
It's not about it being fun. It's that it's farm work. You gotta do the work.
You have
listen, I'm gonna be easy. Sexy.
You
as
gotta
hell.
Haul big old like barrels full
shape,
of
cause I'm gonna doo-doo. Be, you know, working on the farm.
Listen,
all the
you definitely
be
you
in
definitely
shape.
Have more
and
responsibility.
There's a fishing yacht.
You have more responsibility and chores on the farm. You got to feed the animals, tend to the animals. You, if you have sheep, you gotta, you know, shave them. You have if crops, you have to plant them. You have to
get the eggs. You gotta.
This sounds fun to me. I don't know what's wrong with y'all. This sounds fun as hell.
I hear you playing that game on your phone. With
you
the little
think it
no. See, oh, that's what I do. That I have that game. I love that game. I do play that game too.
But if you're doing fishing, you're just doing the fishing. You're just doing like.
And it's a yacht though. That it's a fishing yacht. It has.
Hold on, Lulu. If you think you're about to be riding horses on the farm, then that means you have time on this fishing yacht to like kick back and be like, ah, I'm enjoying the sea.
The fish.
Yes, it's a luxury fishing yacht.
It's not a yacht, it's a boat.
Then it's a luxury farm.
Nope, it's a regular farm versus a luxury fishing yacht.
Rolls on hay bales.
Tahir said that at the beginning.
In Panama, my uncle, he had chickens and stuff like that. And I would go tend to the chickens and you go get the eggs. And the chickens be like a friend and you be hanging out. And it's a good time.
But you gotta remember how.
That's not a real farm job. You just gonna do that little thing.
And you gotta think about
how
to
clean the pigs. You gotta feed them the slop. You gotta.
You don't really need to be clean, like right
to
him.
Look.
You got it.
Every farm don't got pigs. Are we talking about a ranch or a farm? What's the difference?
We're talking about a real farm. I thought.
Have you ever drove to? Have you ever drove to the bay? It smelled like that area too. So it stank. Yeah. All the time.
Remember but you're gonna have that on both instances. If you're staying on a fishing boat, it's always gonna smell like sea.
Fishing yacht. Fish.
It's a fishing boat. Not
it's
a
not
yacht.
A yacht. BT.
BT. No one would make a yacht a fishing yacht because it's going to get so much water on the deck and the
that's the back
that
of
you're
it.
Gonna need the equipment that you're going to need is going to take the luxury out of it. So it's
yeah, that's on the back. Boat. That's on the back. On the front end, it's the best support.
Do you get to eat this?
In the nighttime, it get dark as hell at sea.
Right. And but your work, guys, it's an 8-hour job, whether you're on the farm.
It's
or
still dark as shit at the sea in the nighttime.
No,
it's dark as hell on the farm,
late
too.
On the boat.
We got lamps. We got lanterns.
We got lamps. Late on the boat or the farm, guys.
I feel like the farm job is an all-life job. I feel like the boat job, you get off. Like, you fish. And you and the machine.
You don't get off the boat. You stay on the boat.
You stay on the boat, but you're not working no more.
It's an 8-hour
job.
You're
gonna be seasick and hanging out with mermaids and sirens.
I'm gonna be playing Call of Duty.
On a fishing boat, you can be docking at different places. You can go. You can see the world. You can see different parts of the world, or different parts at least where you're fishing. So you can like get off the boat at some points, get on dry land, go get different type of food, stuff like that. Cause you have to dock to be able to get fuel and all that type of stuff. So like you get to see a different scenery, but on a farm, it's just the farm.
Ain't never been a fishing movie where the fishermen look happy. They
it's
always
hard
say the same thing. I ain't chose this life. You know, it's just what happened.
Hmm. It's hard
no happy
work.
Fishermen?
I don't think any of us know fishermen.
How? Who, you don't know any fishermen? You?
I don't know any fishermen. I'm from Kentucky. I'm from the South. This is like where I grew up is landlocked, boo.
I dated a dude who worked at the docks. And
what's the docks?
Like the boating docks. Like he be doing like the fish, like he get the fish.
Like on Call of Duty where in Verdansk, where the little shipping thing is where you land.
Just a general dock?
Yeah. I ain't asked too many questions. But he wasn't excited about it. From the dock, Lulu. He wasn't working
at the dock. This nigga didn't have no uniform. You didn't realize he wasn't excited
The galoshes, the pants with the suspenders.
The galoshes.
Did he have like fish shit all over him? Not shit, but like scales and like fish stuff all over him?
Well, it was like a t-shirt. Like a t-shirt with the suspenders.
Oh, shit.
With the galoshes and like the little beanie, like what Tahir's wearing.
Oh, yeah. He's a... Yeah,
and he wasn't excited about that job, and he was.
But I don't know anyone who's excited about being a farmer. They just are a farmer.
But you got to grow up on a boat.
There's farm pages on TikTok. People love farming. You ain't never seen a fisherman.
I'm not going for it. I'm actually my next home is going to be built from the ground up. It's going to be a farm. So
really.
I mean, but I grew up with that, so it's
what
like
kind of animals?
It's not gonna be like well, the type of form where it is that's her source, her only source or her main source of revenue, though. That's different from how, like having you know, farm amenities like a garden, some small crops, possibly, and a couple of animals. Like Keon has like 4 or 5 chickens at his house and a garden.
Yeah, that's not gonna get some eggs from them.
Yeah, he be getting real eggs.
That's dope. I love that.
Yeah, but it's not like a farm for him. I'm talking about like we're talking about a farm with up to 6 or 8 different species of animal. We're talking about crops, we're talking about hay, we're talking about troughs that you gotta fill. You have to clean the land.
That sounds like a lot of work, bro.
That is a lot of work.
And go inspect my land.
It's a lot of work.
That's crazy. If you sleep in, you wake up to like dead animals.
So wait,
like, damn.
This really is a question of what kind of work would you rather do? Because the living is the living, but if I gotta work on a farm versus the boat, you throw the little. Do I have a fishing net or is this all mechanical?
Here's the thing: it's a fishing net kind. So it's not just about what kind of work you want to do, because it is about that, but it's also like, what type of living environment would you be most comfortable in? Because if you're on a fishing boat, your living quarter is going to be very limited. You're not going to have a lot of personal items. You're not going to have a lot of clothing options and shit like that. You'll have a change of scenery.
On a boat.
Mm-hmm. You have what? What'd you say?
Ain't no game on the boat. You can't play PlayStation on a boat. You
can Why have not? A they system. Got, they, yeah.
Talk about motion system. Sickness.
That's what I'm saying.
Wait, we were just giving each other shit for not having enough time to horseback ride. Now we playing PlayStation.
That's what I'm saying. You can't
no, because to hear Joel wrenching it and said we had to live there. That was not what this was really working.
Yes, it was. On them boats, they have bunk beds. It like little bunk beds, and then that's it.
Well, I already knew from the beginning what I was picking. Because
if the choice is house or boat, nigga.
That's what I'm saying. Your farm can't sink. Your farm doesn't have animals. I think it missed, fall in under it.
It's a luxury fishing yacht. That's the only way.
No, it's never been a luxury fishing yacht. TBT.
I feel like farms are like fucking welcome mats for aliens too, though. Like all the weird alien crop circle shit.
Y'all gonna get probed, bro.
That's true. People on the boat, like out at sea at night, they see more paranormal shit than anyone. Them niggas in the Navy, they gotta like sign shit before they get off the boat.
Right. I mean, I am seasick, so I'm high motion sickness. So I knew what I was picking for the jump.
So we were all.
But I also was gonna say, you know, like I go to the Korean store and they be having this like big fish market. And it'd be having all type of seafood. And when I go order my fish and I see them scaling it and they got to wear the galoshes and the whole like rubber get up, I just be like, ugh, I know they go home funky and nasty.
Thank you.
And I can only imagine being on a boat doing that. Ugh.
Go home smelling like chlamydia. No.
God damn. Chlamydia smell like bluefin tuna.
That ain't nothing but pussy in a sea. Okay, listen.
What? Hey. Wow, Lou on one today, bro.
Pussy in the sea.
Put that on a can of tuna.
Hey, yo.
I don't know, man. If I
got any sea pussy here? You guys serve sea pussy?
Pussy tartar.
I don't know, man.
Pushimi.
We get some. I didn't vote then.
I'm trying to think right now. I'm trying to, you know, just narrow it down.
Man, listen, if the choice is sleep in a little bunk bed or go, and after I'm done farming, go sleep in my house. Or
Tahir, it's easy. Take care of your kin on the farm. That's it.
Mm-hmm. There's a trough.
Mm-hmm. You
ain't no trough on the boat.
Ooh, you can make hot dogs.
Trough dogs.
I'm gonna go with the farm.
Farm raise your own pickles.
I'm gonna have a glizzy tree. Like you can have a little
a glizzy tree.
Like damn, you picked it with the bun still on it.
They got mustard.
Yeah, you got a mustard plant, a ketchup plant.
Like a pork Willy Wonka. Come with me.
You guys have a good time over
there? In a world filled with hella bacon.
All right, I'm going with the farm, bro.
Oh, hella in Willy Wonka is funny. Imagine.
It's hella good. With me and eat meat.
Fucking hella bacon. A fucking hella bacon.
Hamburgers and hot dogs too. Like the pork back, doobie dee doo.
A pork back. What is a pork back?
I don't like the vegetables.
I don't like the
vegetables. Oh my gosh, my face hurts.
Pat, you ain't shit from bringing up Willy Wonka.
Oh man, dude, that was funny.
We can run that back. Vegetables.
That was put it to a vote, man. Put it to a vote. I'm ready to get the fuck up out of here.
Farm.
Big farm. On that one is unanimous on that one. I done got hungry. We're gonna jump into this last topic. Right, oh, after man, this. Only eat spicy food versus have a vegan diet.
I'm like experimenting with vegetarian, so I don't really know what makes stuff vegan yet. I know it's like animal products, but the stuff I'm eating, like, I haven't separated it yet. So
this is, I feel like I love both of them. I actually love both of these options.
But spicy all the time, you don't get like indigestion or anything?
I don't get indigestions from spiciness. I love spicy food.
I make my
food.
Own hot sauce. I love spicy food. Yeah.
Wait, what?
My mom makes our own hot sauce. We make our own hot sauce.
How?
She gets like a whole bunch of different peppers and stuff like that. And you blend it and then you strain vinegar. It. Yeah, and then we put it in a bottle.
That's it? It's just, hot sauce is just shredded up pepper?
You can make different ones, but a lot of times a lot of them have vinegar in them.
Oh yeah, well, vinegar, stuff like that.
Damn, I got ass to replace, but I don't know, man.
Ooh, man. I can't have too many glasses of wine before I get fucked up, and not from like being drunk, but like the acidity of wine.
Oh, yeah. This, up, this, it stops right here.
But I feel like with vegan food, it's like a lot of soy products, a lot of...
No, you don't have to get soy products. You can get other stuff, because I know I have some vegan friends and they don't eat soy.
Yeah.
And they have some amazing food.
Yeah. How do y'all feel about the oyster mushroom craze?
I love it. Oyster mushrooms are amazing.
Yeah.
What's oyster mushrooms? Mushrooms.
It's like the newest like meat substitute. It's like this mushroom that grow. You've probably seen it. It's like they grow like a whole bunch, but they're attached by the root. And a lot of people are seasoning it like meat and frying it because it has the same similar.
Same kind of texture. Like it's similar, not the same. Nothing replaces meat, but very similar if you don't eat meat, but you're looking for that texture.
I hate mushrooms.
But it doesn't taste like a mushroom. It tastes like whatever you season it. Like that's how people like fry it and make like little wings with it or whatever.
I don't know how people vegetarians survive without mushrooms. That's like the main thing that I feel, because like jackfruit don't do it for me.
Jackfruit don't
do it for me. Soy don't do it for me. I don't know. And then they'd be like, you know, them restaurants that be like cauliflower wings, and you're like, let me try to be healthy, and you try it, and you're like, why even call this wings?
No, cauliflower wings would be all right though. Have you had if you go to the show tonight to your birthday, the cauliflower wings at Flappers is solid.
Really?
Absolutely.
Are they like buffalo or what?
Mm-hmm. They got buffalo and lemon pepper, but they are all right. I actually kind of prefer them over their regular wings. Be honest.
So lemon poppers? I didn't know that Flappers used to be, I think, an Olive Garden, which explains why they have such a extensive kitchen, which is why they have some of the best food. Far superior than most of the comedy clubs in the country.
Better than Improv? They have
a full ass. Yeah, it used to be.
Better than Improv. Not better than Comedy Magic, but better than Improv for sure.
Oh, yeah.
They got
a full menu though. Like there, you can get a full like meal at.
Yeah, Flappers do have good food at in the green room.
And them hot ass cookies too. They got the hot cookies be busting.
Pat, I'll order some tonight, and I'll let you try them. The buffalo cauliflower wings are
solid. What's good there?
The pastas are great. The
pasta's good.
The pasta is great.
Really?
The burgers are good. The burgers are good too.
Burgers are great.
Wow.
Because every time they be like, pizza's, you know, trying to get a meal, I'd be like, yo, let me get that pasta to go. Like,
I've never known a comedy. I always thought the trend was comedy clubs be having bad food. Most of them do.
Most of them do. All fried stuff.
Yeah, and they don't taste that grease. If you your fries gonna taste like fried catfish. Everything is get fried in that same grease.
That's why I used to like the Improv, because the Improv always have like, they got a full kitchen, so they always have like real food.
Comedy and Magic though, man, they should.
Yeah, where's Comedy Magic?
Mimosa Beach. Yeah, they have Michelin star.
There is
that what? Really?
Oh, really?
That shit is different.
Why have I never heard of that? Comedy?
Do they do magic there?
Yes, Lulu, you're not in at the Comedy Magic.
Wait, they done. They do magic shows?
Mm-hmm.
Comedy magic and magic club.
Mm-hmm. They do. It's mostly comedy, but magicians be on the show also.
Jay Leno.
He's magicians on the same show as the comics?
Yeah.
I've seen that, yeah. summer shows there every, like, during the summer, he would do a show every Sunday for like years, maybe for like, maybe 7-8 years he did that.
So it's like a magician would go up, and then a comedian, and then a magician, and then a comedian.
No, he was just doing comedy shows. Sometimes they mix it through the week, and they would do it like during the weekends. But for the most part, it's mainly the comics that are on the shows by themselves.
Yeah, no, it's normally like if it's 10 comics on the show, then it's normally one magician.
Yeah.
When?
Like mixed in the middle or like at the end? Beginning?
How do you follow making a girl disappear?
and it's like the person that's on brings the next person on. So like they don't really have a host on a lot of the shows. It's like that.
That's great. Lulu, that's an easy call. I got you.
Appreciate that. Put me on the show with the magician.
Ooh, get tickets so I can watch the comedy and the magic.
Like, saw me in half and then bring me back together so I can come
while,
back.
While you're stuff. Saying jokes?
Ah!
You be like, thank you so much, I'm Lulu. And he like, put the smoke bomb down.
And then the smoke going up, it's a beer.
You're home already? What the fuck? They didn't pay me.
I'm about to go
and
ahead.
They didn't pay me.
And they paid. And they paid too, Lou.
They do?
Yeah, they pay pretty good too.
You know, I said as far rare. As hell. That's why I didn't know about it.
It is. It's a hike. It is a hike. It is Hermosa Beach. It is a hike.
How far is that from the valley?
Oof.
With or without traffic?
Do you know where Hawthorne is?
Right. It's past LAX.
It's past that.
Ash, you don't want to go no more.
Wait, yeah. Wait, bring back this magic smoke to get me there.
Yeah, right. You don't got a rabbit I could take there.
Yeah, I don't know. If the thing about the vegetarian option is you can only eat that. If you didn't say I'm like it's spicy food and I can't have nothing else. So that just
limited it right there. Spicy food. He said that.
Only no. Spicy food.
Everything
only.
You eat is spicy. Your ice cream is spicy. Your wings is spicy. Oh,
damn.
You worry about eggs drinks. Are spicy. Your waffle is spicy.
Well, no, we're just talking about edible. Just edible stuff.
Just I'm edible out. Stuff. What?
I'm talking about, he said the drinks too. I was like, no, just the food that you eat. Just the food. That
yeah, right, but how spicy?
Like spicy enough to get you heartburn.
Like Indian. Like Indian or Jamaican jerk, like real Jamaican jerk, or
that ain't hot for me.
But what if there's different levels, like mild spice, medium spice, spicy spice?
But, yeah, long but like, as it's spicy. Long as it's spicy.
What about like what Meg says? It's gonna be like spicy ice cream.
No, I mean,
yeah, you said everything you eat gotta be spicy. If everything you eat gotta be vegetarian or vegan,
well, if they don't have no spicy ice cream, you can't eat spicy ice cream. If you can find some, then yeah, you get you some.
So ginger that you can't eat no ice cream.
You can get you some spicy. Ginger snap ice cream. It's got little
spicy. So wait, like cookies would be spicy?
Ginger snap and jalapeno?
Hell no!
Oh no!
Vegan?
I don't know.
But then, like, honestly, if you pick vegan, you can't pick all the same stuff that you would be eating spicy in the other one anyway, you know?
Not for nothing. Them Hard House shakes is better than any shake I've ever had in my life.
What
shake?
The Hard House shakes? I don't know what. It's got to be vegan or vegetarian because that's all they sell over there. And that's fire.
Vegan milkshake?
Yes. What? You've never heard of that? You've never heard of vegan ice cream?
Man, I don't know. I don't know what's in it, bro. It got to be cocaine. You hear me?
That's why you think you like it? There's got to be cocaine in this.
Well, how's the food at Hart House? Is it good? No,
I liked it. I mean, if you like, to me, it's just it was like Shake Shack, but like vegan.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Was it called?
I got to ask.
Pat, we did an episode of Lunchtime Lottery at Hart House.
We did the Hart LAX.
Yeah.
Kevin Hart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You said their milkshakes are good?
Yes.
Oh, we didn't get a milkshake, huh?
I don't know.
How did you like the food though, Pat?
We thought the food was straight.
Yeah, it's fine. It's not like anything super special, but like if you're looking for something vegan and you want that fast food.
Yeah, like I'm very specific about like because I just started trying to be vegetarian. So like I don't know. Like now I feel like stuff like Morty's Burgers is a little bit better to me, but I've never been somebody that's like, will try a vegan burger and be like, oh, this tastes just like a real burger. Like, what's I know Morty's? It's different. Morty's?
Yeah.
Morty's is that, it's like a burger spot that's all vegan and vegetarian. And they have like chicken sandwiches, burgers, and all this stuff. Mm. And it's good, but it's not like, oh, I can't even tell the difference between this and Wendy's. You know how people be trying to lie?
Yeah. No, you can always tell, but it's just, is it good enough to where you can substitute it?
That's right.
I ain't fuck Wendy's for trying to do surge pricing too. That used to be my favorite place to go to. Now they trying to do surge charging just like Uber during busier times.
Every fast food your favorite place to go to?
No, it's not.
Surge like late night, like certain parts of the day it goes
like
up?
Lunchtime, dinner time, and probably late at night they're going to be going up on prices.
The burgers have a sliding price?
That's what they're trying out. They're rolling it out at Wendy's, bro.
Is that just for Postmates because of the driving, or
I don't know? I think it's Wendy's as a whole.
Yes, you go there, drive through, surge pricing time. That's what you're getting charged.
That's insane, crazy.
It is.
Guess what? People still gonna eat there. That's not gonna deter them.
We're just going
Friday night. This burger's $20. What?
I don't think it's gonna be that much more expensive, but I feel like it's gonna be a few more extra dollars. People will still pay for it. You want your food fast.
They're gonna take nuggets
is now like $1.50 or something like that.
People are gonna stop eating fast food because the point was the price. You might as well just go Postmates.
Well, fast food been expensive for a long time though. You ever been to a Carl's Jr.? Oh my God. What
a five piece for some mid ass food.
The Carl's Jr. like just a chicken strips, wedges, but like the waffle fries and a drink is $19.
No way.
Did you say wedges and waffle fries?
Yeah, I was trying to say.
Oh, that's like Zaxby's. Zaxby's like that.
Cane's is like that too. But it's like $19.
BT is like a chicken sandwich, a double burger, a fries, a wedges, and a milkshake, and a soda, and a number 5, and a number 12 is $30. Can you believe that? Yes. You're ordering too much.
I would never order that much from the same spot. Pat, you ever went to multiple spots? Like, you ever go, I'm gonna get my fries from here, I'm gonna get my sandwich from here, and I'm gonna go.
You know, we've actually had that conversation a couple of times. I never have, but what's your route? Because I know people who go to like Rallies or Popeyes for fries, and then like go get the Luther or something specific. But
I'll go Five Guys for a burger, and then Chick-fil-A for fries. And then come and then back to the house.
Chick-fil-A just for fries?
Yeah, the Chick-fil-A waffle fries is why people be going.
If you
just have waffle fries and the sauce, you will be totally satisfied.
No, you won't. As long as you have sauce, trash. You have to eat them with sauce. They're so trash.
Who's trash?
Trash, but
the waffle fries are trash. You can never eat those by themselves. You will die.
You like In-N-Out fries, so that's not fair. You like In-N-Out fries, so
no, you don't. In-N-Out fries are disgusting. I like Rally's Checkers fries.
Yeah.
Those are the best fries.
What about Wingstop fries? I feel like that's split down the middle.
Wingstop got sugar on their fries.
Yeah. It's a lot of sugar and a lot of salt. Your tongue will be raw if you eat Wingstop fries. If you eat a whole basket of those, your tongue going to be raw and your feet going to be swole.
It tastes like paper bag a little bit. It's like the consistency of paper bag.
I don't think I've ever had Wingstop fries.
Yeah, you're not missing out.
That seasoning has sugar in it. That's why it's so good.
I can't remember the last time I ate Wingstop.
Wings?
Yeah, but I just don't go to Wingstop. I don't know.
Yeah, me neither. And in Atlanta, man.
They might give you a fried feather on your wing, but other than that, it's pretty good. That shit will ruin your day.
I feel like all of those places, like the inside of the wings don't really be cooked. Like it just
the Wingstop?
Wingstop do.
Just like any place where you order like fast food wings. Like it's never
there's a lot of them that you can tell they were frozen or it'd be like wet on the inside.
Yeah.
Wingstop has an option where you can get well done. And they like make it like extra crispy.
Like, why I gotta ask for my wings to be well done? It's supposed to be well done.
Some people don't like them that burnt.
Yeah, it's black
people want it almost raw on the inside.
No, they just don't want it super crunchy.
Yeah,
super oil.
I do Buffalo Wild Wings before I do Wingstop every time.
Nah, their wings is way too big. You know that's
Buffalo Wild Wings wings are small as hell. They are cricket.
I ain't gonna after all this talk, I'm not giving up meat, bro. Pause. I ain't gonna be able to do it, fam. I'm not gonna be able to do it.
Go ahead. Sorry.
Order the food and put some jalapenos on it. I'm good, man. It is what it is, bro. I just gotta eat it. It's spicy.
Good like vegan options, especially in Cali and LA. Oh my gosh, like a lot of the places I go to, I love the vegan food.
You like slutty vegan?
It's gonna clear out your system anyway. It's gonna keep you slim and trim.
That's what I'm saying. It's better for you. You go spicy, young.
Yeah, I'm talking about spicy. Yeah,
oh, it's spicy. Better for you. Vegan.
I can eat the vegan food if I and still have my spicy shit. As a spicy option, I can still eat vegan food. I just got to put some jalapenos on it or some hot sauce. It just won't be meat. I'll put some Louisiana hot sauce on it. I'll be fine.
It just won't be meat, though.
That's okay. No, that's
awesome. But I'm saying,
have you ever had Ethiopian food? A lot of that food is vegan or vegetarian. It is so good.
It's amazing.
I've never had Ethiopian food.
Oh my gosh,
you've never had Ethiopian food. Oh,
I know Ellie got the best Ethiopian food, girl. You better go try.
You should try it though, low key. It's actually really good. If you go to like Little Ethiopia,
where's that at?
In Fairfax.
Fairfax District.
The whole street that has signs that says Little Ethiopia.
Y'all act like I be going places. I don't go nowhere. I'm not from here. I'm in the valley.
No one really goes up Fairfax low-key. It'd be traffic. But once you're there, it's very obvious you're in Little Ethiopia. You'd be like, oh, shit.
I don't even know any Ethiopians. How am I supposed to know these things?
What?
What about Eritrean?
Lulu, it's like they're all over L.A.
Well, let's put it to a vote. Nowhere. Let's put it to a vote. We doing super spicy food only, or we doing vegan spicy food only?
It's super spicy.
All right, spicy food or vegan food only?
Spicy.
I'm gonna go vegan. Spicy.
I gotta do vegan.
Vegan.
I could have.
I feel like my life would get better.
Yeah.
Only spicy, my life would get so much worse.
Oh man, a lot of burps, a lot of under the breath burps, a lot. Excuse me.
When you 80 and shit.
All right, so the
you look like an NBA player in the interview. The NBA.
They do be having hella guests. Thank you. Sorry.
LeBron, you all right? Yeah. I don't know.
Oh, what was that pop?
It's probably something
vegan food has it on that one, man. We want to give a special guest, our special guest, BT Kings here. Very thank you. Very big thing coming on the show. I know. I fucked it all up today.
Do it again. Start over.
No, all right, we want to give our very special guest, BT Kingsley, a big thank you for coming on the show today. Shout out to the OG squad, Patrick Cloud. We got Lulu Gonzalez, Merrick Scoop, and I'm to hear more. We'll see you next time, next week, on the new episode of Squadcast Versus. Peace,
BT,
guys.
Is it this or this?
I talk right now.